So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
I got to get something sent over to my man Landini. Frankie Louvu was on Good Morning Football this morning and just had a really cool discussion about his upbringing. And you know, it's funny because I think on the East Coast, we're not as, because, you know, it's the Pacific Ocean. And I think a lot more folks of Polynesian descent are on the West Coast. But it's really fascinating to watch and learn and kind of read about stuff. And with Frankie and Mariota, like, it's a cool little component of what Washington is building. And I think it's a big factor in kind of what has allowed them to, you know, build the camaraderie and the brotherhood and whatever you want to call it. And I get people, it's just funny because I think as long as they're winning, people are into it. And this fall is going to be a hell of a opportunity for them to try to win. I want to talk a bit about the hoops because my guess is we're just going to get so locked up in the rest of the program. How are we feeling about these series? Does anybody – I think Thunder T-Wolves seems pretty wide open. I don't know what the regular season was there, and the Thunder are obviously really good. I think for them to get past Denver in that manner where they just kicked their ass, and I know who was hurt? Gordon was hurt, right? The odds makers will tell you the Pacers are slight underdogs. I see it as Knicks minus 155, Pacers plus 135, and it opened, I think that got bet up on the Knicks side. I think you're actually getting, I don't know if they'll win it, but I think you're getting really good value on the Pacers on the plus number. White Brian, tell me what the Pacers and Knicks regular season series was, because they probably played four or six games. My man White Brian's dead asleep. Check it out. I think I woke him up. I mean, if this ain't Monday in May talking, I don't know what to tell you. But just for that alone, I think you guys should all have to be on the stream too, because I got to keep talking, but if you guys were at least on the stream, you'd all have to stay awake. That's what I'm saying. Landfill. White Brian never speaks, always looks hungover. Does he have a drug problem? I don't know. What do you think's going on here? What'd you get into last night, White Brian? Maybe that's why they call him White Brian. Know what I'm saying, Landy?
I fell asleep at like midnight. Just tired. I'm not a morning person.
I mean, 10:30, not really the morning anymore. Like, you could go with, like, I'm not a morning person at 7 a.m. I think not a morning person expires by 9 a.m., dog. Anything after 9 a.m. is just kind of the day. I can tell you don't have children because children are morning people. Give me Pacers-Knicks line, please. Tell me what they did in the regular series, in the regular season. Please try to stay awake. This is crazy to me. The T-Wolves are plus 285 in that series? The Thunder are that big of favorites? I'm a guy that usually takes underdogs anyway, but man, that's... The Thunder were great all year, but they got pushed to the brink. Maybe it's because the Timberwolves got past the hurt of Steph-less Warriors team. What do you got for me?
The Knicks won 2 out of 3 in the regular season.
All right, give me T-Wolves Thunder too, please. So Knicks took 2 out of 3.
Pacers winning that series, though.
Dude, I kind of think so, too.
Hella buckets.
I think Carlisle's a really good coach, too. So, dude, I don't know, Jeff, if we should actually do this. The Thunder are favorites to win the title, minus 175. then the T-Wolves at plus 475, then the Knicks at plus 550, then the Pacers at 7-1, so plus 700. I kind of like that. I also think it's ridiculous. Are the T-Wolves that much better than the Knicks or the Pacers? I understand why the Thunder are massive favorites here. They are loaded, and they have the MVP playing at an incredible high level. I don't know, man. Teams have never won a title. The Thunder, I guess Seattle won a title, like back when the Bullets won a title. Are we counting a Seattle title from the 70s for the Thunder? I left hand up, I'm not going to. So eat it, Thunder. The Pacers definitely haven't.
Did you notice how ridiculous the starting dates for these series are, the conference finals?
They don't start till Wednesday, right?
Right, but like the time off that the Pacers and the Knicks have had is just massively longer than the time off that the Thunder have had.
Dude, the Thunder's the only, I mean, everybody else was done in five or six games. The Thunder went a full seven.
They should have at least started the Eastern Conference Finals before the Western Conference Finals.
Right, because the Thunder then have to play tomorrow night.
Right. The Pacers get 8 days off. The Knicks get five. The Thunder get one.
That's crazy. I don't really understand why they do this. Dude, if you look now at the NBA Finals are already scheduled, and the Stanley Cup, like both of them are scheduled. So these games are going to start May 20th and 21st, I think the NBA Finals don't start until like June 5th or something. So if any of these games go five, like if these series, the first game is June 5th. So if these conference finals only go like five or six games, there's going to be a week easy until the finals come on. And I don't understand that. Like, I'm not going to pretend at all to work at the network level of programming, but I understand television programming on some level. The networks would make time for these. There's nothing on. White Brian's falling asleep, for God's sakes. There's nothing on. They can, you know what I mean? Like, we can watch, the baseball can get moved. There's nothing else going on. I don't understand the need to lock those dates and times in. Like, it'd be one thing if it was, like, an Olympic summer or an election year, and maybe you're worried about, debates drawing large audiences. But why do they have to lock this stuff up so far out?
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
And do we really have to live in a world tonight where there's no puck or hoops? Who the hell did that? What am I supposed to do? I spent all weekend with my family.
Hey, on.
Is it the Sticks?
Not sure.
Find out if the Sticks are playing. Or I think the Nats even have a day off, right? You telling me there's no puck, no hoops, not even baseball? What the hell are people supposed to do? What does a red-blooded American male do tonight?
Yeah, the Nats are off today, and the Mystics don't play till Wednesday.
No wonder B-Bitch is off. There's nothing going on. Good God. I got to start consulting a calendar more often. What does this dude want on line one, Jeff? Should I take it? All right. My guy Chris is in Culpeper. Chris, what the hell am I supposed to do tonight? There's zero sports on.
I have no idea. Just sit there and stare at the TV and just spin around in a circle, I guess. you were talking about the time off between the basketball teams and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
The Nuggets and Thunder just had 3 days off. I think they played Thursday, so they had a massive time off. I know they played yesterday, but I just kind of feel like it's going to even out the way it is. They're athletics. I'm sure they can figure it out. Who do you want to win out of these four teams? Like, we don't really see these four teams. Like, this is totally different in the NBA.
Yeah,
I'm an East Coast guy. I always root for the East Coast teams. Wizards, of course, but we never do anything. So,
yeah.
I'm leaning towards the Knicks. I don't know why. I'd love to see the Pacers do it as well. I just think it's kind of a little wild. You don't see those two teams in. And thank you for letting me make a comment. Appreciate you.
Yo, thanks, Chris. It's a good question. Who are we rooting for?
Tyrese Halliburton.
All right, Jeff's on the Pacers. I got to think about this one.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.